Pulse 2 Match Day Live.
It's what it's been, really, having the game called off against Portsmouth due to the weather, the Wigan game previously to that because of their involvement in the FA Cup. It's just been not too many games, so to give us opportunity to get some more work into the players, again a bit of mixture of rest and recuperation as well. But obviously we're now going to be going into a period of games where we the full on most Saturday, Tuesdays or whatever week of the day of the week that we're going to be playing based on the Sky games that we've got coming up. So it's one I think the players are looking forward to. They know that we've got 12 games to go and what the challenge is in front of us. But from a personal point of view, it's going to be nice to be at Valley Parade for the first time as the home manager. It doesn't do the players any harm at this moment in time to get a bit of to clear the thoughts, get the legs rested up a little bit, and because it's a demanding season for them, for everybody. They're training every day, they're doing this, they're doing that, so there's that side. But also to get some training done for the players has been good from our perspective, but also with the weather hasn't helped us in being able to achieve that. So it's been a bit of a mixed bag really over the last couple of weeks since the last game.
It's always frustrating when there is no games to, but it was useful in a way that we could refresh a bit of everything in mind and body. So it's now the game is coming and we can't wait for it. We're all raring to go, so it's good. The weather gets better, so it's going to be very, very intense the last 2 months, and we play for something, so it's great. When you know that the game is cancelled, and you a bit of disappointment because we really want to turn things around as quick as possible, and but then you just think, you know what, it's going to be good for everyone. The injured ones, give them a bit more time as well to come back. So it's I think it's, you have to always to take the positive from something like that, and I think there is a lot to take. Everybody will be fresher now. Gives the time to us to really get across the idea of what he wants, how he wants to do it. So it's I think it's been overall, I think it's a good thing for us. It seems like ages ago, so it's it's great. It's great. Tomorrow we can't wait for it, and hopefully all together we're gonna get the result we want. It's gonna be very intense until the end of the season, and it's gonna take everyone, all the whole team, the whole squad to help. And everybody, the ones coming back from injury, they're gonna be fresh. Everybody is gonna be fresher now, so it's it's good for the intense period that's coming on. We are still in a season that can deliver good things, so we have everything to play for. The weather is changing, the freshness is coming back in the team. So I think we have to look forward, and we have a lot of enthusiasm because we have a great chance.
One of the big reasons for coming was the home support, the size of the football club, and what we've got to do now is, with the remaining home games especially, is to make it a real intimidating place for the opposition, stay with the team through good and bad, and really make it difficult for whoever's playing against us on a Saturday or a midweek game to really encourage the players. What's happened in the past has happened now with everything that's been involved. It's what happens and what people can affect in the future, and that's from the players running, chasing, working, giving everything for the shirt, but also the supporters staying with the team and really backing them, which I know they've done for large parts. And let's use the last 12 games as a real sort of rallying call. Let's have a real good go, everybody, and give everything that we've got to make sure it's a successful end of the season. It's part and parcel of going to a new club. You have to understand the routine of what you need to do. You need to know your surroundings. Dressing room is a little bit different, given that sort of, even when we came pre-season, we were in the old home dressing room, which is now the home dressing room is the old away dressing, but been extended. So it's just part and parcel. I'm sure I won't take any wrong doors into the wrong dressing rooms or other areas. They're fighting for their lives, as every team is at this moment in time, for different reasons. They're fighting for points to get out of the relegation area, we're fighting for points to get into the playoffs again. So there's a lot of stake for a lot of clubs still from now to the end of the season, and we've done our work, we've analysed the situation, we've looked at the key areas that we can hurt them, but also what they could hurt us with as well. I've got some players that have got a bit of experience around them. You look at the back three that they've been playing recently, Watton, Ward and Lewington, got plenty of games under the belt. So we know what to expect from them. We've got to do what we need to do, and that do whatever's required to go and win a game, whether it's a scrappy 1-0 or a fluent game where we win by a few goals. Do whatever we need to do to win the game. Ultimately, it doesn't matter where you are at this stage of the season. It's where you are the last game, after the last game of the season, and that's all you need to do. Don't worry about what's in front of you, what the opposition are doing, because we can't affect what the opposition are doing in terms of teams in and around us. We've got to make sure that we focus on what we're going to do to win that game, make sure that the opposition that we're playing against don't have an easy ride. But if other teams win or lose, well, we can't do anything about that. We have to have sole focus on what we need to do to win games, and just see where it takes us. As you said, some teams prefer to be chased, some teams prefer to stay up there and be the chased one. Let's just do what we can to get back into that.